Dear friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us again this week for another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight, our topic is titled Gregarious Conduct. And it is important that we understand what this is, not only in the evident aspects, but in the more subtle aspects that are not necessarily evident. Because gregarious conduct is responsible for so many of our failures. Gregarious conduct is an invisible force that drives us to committing tremendous mistakes, because we tend to identify ourselves with negative emotions, and we tend to identify ourselves with inferior circumstances, and that is all rooted in the fact that we have not gotten yet really good at transforming impressions. So on this topic of gregarious conduct, we're going to cover this very briefly. And what we will do is that we will dedicate the bulk of our time today for the relaxation of the body and for a retrospective exercise so that we can go back on what happened today, and if not today, yesterday, and if not yesterday, the day before, you get my drift, so that we can see how we are affected by gregarious conduct. So let's go ahead and explain what this is. For the sake of this exercise, let's do this mental experiment. Imagine yourself that you have a good friend. And your good friend is a very dedicated person. They are quiet and honorable. And they are responsible with their social duties and their family duties as well. And one day, you are watching TV and breaking news come onto the screen. And there is a riot taking place. And in the midst of the riot, you notice that there is your friend. And your friend is seen throwing rocks, or breaking windows, or perhaps joining the bloodthirsty chants of others to hurt someone. Now that you have seen this in the eye of your mind and knowing that this is just a mental experiment, if this were to happen in real life, you would be very surprised. You would say, I cannot believe that I saw my friend on TV. I cannot believe that he got arrested for throwing rocks or setting things on fire or wanting to hurt someone. I never expected that. I never thought that could happen. These are things that you would say. Some of us who are parents, who may have had challenging children, well, we may have noticed that our children were instructed, they were given some good values at home, and suddenly they join their friends and start doing things that are mind-blowing, like, I can't believe that you did this. See, these examples, they may be very happy, very, very easy for us to make them tangible and see them, perceive them. So the question is, what has happened? What has happened in this example to our friend in real life, to those of you who have gone through that, what has happened to our child? And dear friends, the answer to that question is gregarious conduct. Because gregarious conduct happens when we become mixed and blended with a group. We must remember that our egos, and for the sake of this particular time together today, we will refer to our egos, our psychological aggregates, as values, the positive ones and the negative ones. So we must remember that our values attract and repel each other by virtue of the cosmic law of universal magnetism. The forces of Archangel Uriel, who is the soul of Venus, the planet of love, well, it has influence over love and affinity and magnetism. And then all of those aggregates, those values start attracting each other and they come together. If there is a very strong magnetic pull, those aggregates will come out. If there is a very strong magnetic repulsion, well, those aggregates will then repel each other. And whenever there is a group, and the group is behaving in ways that are different, where suddenly everybody is doing things that they would never do on their own, but they're moved because the group gives them that drive and gives them that sensation of strength. Because those impulses are inferior in nature, well, everyone starts projecting, emitting, irradiating negative emotions. As those negative emotions start becoming very available, well, then those who are around, they will feel attracted to that, and their emotional center will become affected. You see, there is identification. What is that? What is all that noise? There is fascination. Oh, look what they're doing. Oh, I don't like that. And the moment that happens, there is the sleep of consciousness. At that moment, that those aggregates are driven to that very dense core of negative emotions. And before long, because all of these negative emotions are so contagious, the person finds themselves in the group, pumping their fist in the air, walking around with a torch. True story. They may find themselves throwing chairs at windows, asking to hang someone. Events that are all very recent in our history. This is what happens with gregarious conduct. And if you can understand the mechanics of this gregarious conduct in the gross, tangible way that we have presented them, then allow us to quote the words of the Kybalion, and we would say, great wisdom has come to you. So that being the case, let's distill a little bit what this means. Let's distill something a little bit more subtle out of this. Because it so happens that today, we may look out the window and there's no riot going outside a house. You know, today, we, for the most part, get in our cars and we either go to work or go to the supermarket. We go and take care of the chores that need to be taken care of. And it would appear that this phenomena of gregarious conduct is only limited to very extenuating circumstances. But allow us to tell you that it isn't. There is a fallacy of the ego that states that there is distance and separation between us. That whatever happens in the privacy of my own home, because it should not be any of your business, that it does not affect you. And these are lies. These are fallacies of the ego. We tend to believe that we must be connected directly, body to body, skin to skin, that our physical senses should be able to perceive it in order for us to be affected. And that is not true. There are many experiments, and a beautiful one that you can find in YouTube, where some scientists decide to take a bowl of cultures of yogurt, and they leave that yogurt in some room. To that yogurt, they put some electrodes and they can measure electric impulses from the yogurt with their scientific devices. In another room, there is a plant. A yogurt and a plant, not physically connected, separated by some distance. And when the scientists go to the plant and they burn its leaves, when they induce physical pain on the plant, the yogurt responds. It speaks on a physical level of the very same non-local effect that the quantum physicists have been discussing for so many years. So we cannot think that just because you cannot see me, that what I do does not affect you. You cannot live under the false belief that the things that you think are completely inconsequential to everyone around you. Because as we emit waves of thoughts, others receive those thoughts directly through their solar plexus, which is the center in the human machine capable of receiving those vibrations. The telepathic center in the human machine is in the solar plexus. So as we distill this a little bit, imagine what happens when you then are watching TV. Put yourself in the example of what, of you visiting a movie theater. And once you are in the movie theater, you become deprived of certain sensations, and others become deliberately magnified. In the case of a movie theater, the visual and the auditive perceptions. The movie is played, and the negative emotions that are shown in the movie, whether it is lust or ambition, greed, hatred, desire for vengeance, violence, murder, influences the audience in such a way that they all wish to harm the bad guy in the movie at the same time. They all think of different ways in which they would like to see the bad guy in the movie suffering. And they all celebrate when the dark forces in the movie, the negative element, is destroyed. And they celebrate the manifestation of the inferior emotions. We, as an audience in this imaginary movie theater, we will cry together, moved by the negative emotions shown on the screen. And those dense energies become very useful for them to be used for many other nefarious purposes. So if this movie theater example is also tangible to you, then let's go ahead and distill this a little further to the sanctity of your home. And imagine then what happens when you are observing negative posts in social media and you come across something that is very conflictive on the screen that has tens, if not hundreds of thousands of comments. Suddenly you see yourself compelled to comment. You read some of those comments and you immediately start feeling those guttural reactions. And here, even though you are within the sanctity of your home, you have allowed yourself to blend mentally within this larger group of total strangers, of people that you perhaps have never met and may have never seen. Suddenly, you look at the comments and you become very aggressive behind the keyboard and you start behaving differently, perhaps typing things and suggesting things that you would otherwise never suggest and never say. By then, you are heavily influenced by these negative impressions. And when that happens, your emotional center is already demanding fuel to be able to continue projecting of all of these inferior aspects. And you may hit send and your message gets posted. And the moment you start seeing feedback coming back to you on people replying and arguing your statement and insulting you and laughing at you and mocking you and being sarcastic, suddenly you find yourself in a very violent mental state. When this happens, the emotional center is unable to generate power by itself. It needs of an energetic source. And what this means is that for all along in this series of identifications and the sleep of the consciousness, you are withdrawing of your own creative forces and burning them uselessly to be able to satisfy the energetic demands that are required to satisfy the inferior aspects of the gregarious conduct. And this is why we have to be very watchful. Because today it is not only the movies and some TV. Today it's hundreds of channels of all kinds of content. Today it is tens of dozens of social media platforms, all of them, inviting the manifestation of our worst and inferior aspects. Because today social media even glorifies absurdity, stupidity. So what do we do? And how do we handle this? The first thing that we can do is maintain the remembrance of self. And this may sound perhaps cheesy, but the fact is that we need to be watchful of our thoughts, our sentiments, and our actions. We have to learn to distinguish when we are being influenced by all of these negative inferior emotions. Because now that we have seen these examples, then let's add an additional factor into this experiment. And imagine yourself living in a community, in a building, in an apartment, in which you are surrounded with others who are constantly experiencing negative states of mind. And the moment that all those negative states of mind start unifying, vibrating in unison, chaos will certainly emerge. So living in an apartment right in the middle of a very tall building, submerged in negative thoughts and negative emotions and watching violent movies or lustful movies and indulging in all of the pleasures of social media, well, no wonder we see the chaos that we can see today. No wonder it has become so easy to influence others. No wonder young people are so vulnerable to eating laundry detergent and walking on milk crates and doing all kinds of silly things that hurt them. So we have to learn to seal ourselves. We have to learn to apply the hermetic seal. And we will invite you that as you wake up every morning, as you stand up from your bed and you receive the first rays of light and you express your gratitude for the opportunity of still being here with this physical vehicle to continue the work, that you seal yourself with a hermetic seal. And that is a very simple activity in which you invoke of your innermost and you say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, my eternal God, I ask of you and I beg for your protection. Allow me to see very evidently when I am being influenced by the negative actions of others. And then say, and allow me to not become influenced by the negative actions of others. Allow me to not become influenced by the negative thoughts, the negative emotions, the negative actions of others. But rather allow me to identify that and see those inferior expressions within myself. So be it. And when you do that, you have effectively set yourself within a hermetic seal. Now, for as long as we are moving forward, continuing to affect the will of the innermost, that hermetic seal remains pristine, very effective. The moment we forget and we start going with satisfying the desires of the ego, that we start with the justifications of the mind, when we cannot receive with gratitude the inferior aspects of others, then we disconnect from that and we once again become vulnerable and we fall within the scope of the law of accidents. So we need to make an effort to remain within the will of our Father. Be watchful of our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, so that when we see all of these things around us, that we can see ourselves reflected in them. And that gives you a tremendous amount of information for you to discover new things within you, to observe them and comprehend them. And when you have that degree of comprehension, you know that all that is left is to invoke of your Divine Mother so that she can help you bring that to a cosmic dust. So gregarious conduct is dangerous. But when we apply a hermetic seal, we can then see our inferior aspects reflected in all of these dynamics. And that becomes then material for very fruitful work. Let's go ahead and do a relaxation of the body and let's do an exercise retrospection, so that you can find yourself where today or yesterday or the day before you became influenced by all of these negative emotions of others. Where is it that you slid down the path of gregarious conduct? And whatever we discover, we will discover it with gratitude. We will not apologize for it to ourselves. We will not justify it. We will not, none of that. We will simply express gratitude for discovering it. And let's ask our Divine Mother for its elimination. So let's start by closing our eyes. I will ask that you do not lay down, but that rather you let your feet rest comfortably on the ground and allow your hands to rest comfortably on your thighs. Let your spine remain vertical and your head rest comfortably over your shoulders. And let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. With every exhalation, allow your body just to sink a little deeper into that chair. 1, 2. And let's make ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. If there's anything that feels a little uncomfortable, a tight belt, a watch, earrings, a ponytail, anything that may be bringing you some physical discomfort and distraction, go ahead and release that. We continue to breathe in through our nose in 1, 2. And now that we are aware of our body, let's make ourselves aware of what is our emotional state. Whatever is or has been our emotional state is valuable. And it is important, but we will not identify with it. We are simply grateful for being able to discern and see our emotional state for what it is. Whether you're bored or happy, indifferent, interested, frustrated, uncertain, afraid, it doesn't matter. We are grateful for identifying it, and we continue then focused on our breathing, and we take a deep breath in one, two, let's bring our attention to our toes, our heels, our ankles, our shins, our calves, and our knees. And notice how you immediately start feeling a sensation of softness that inundates those extremities. Simply put, the projection of the consciousness is magnificent. And in being grateful for knowing this, we bring our attention to our knees, to our thighs, we bring our attention to our hips, our glutes and our creative organs. And as we continue focusing in our breath, with every exhalation, we start feeling that gentle vibration that comes from that deep state of relaxation. And we notice as it inundates our legs. We bring our attention to the base of our spine. And as we continue to bring that attention upwards in our spine, we allow that attention and that sense of perception to expand within our abdomen. And with every exhalation, we dissipate and we release any stress, any tension that may exist in our intestines, in our kidneys, in our liver, in our spleen, in our pancreas, in our stomach. We release any tension and any stress that may exist in our diaphragm. We bring our attention to our lungs, our heart. And as we exhale, an notice that our exhalation then becomes more profound, more deeper. That our breathing becomes more effortless. We bring our attention to our shoulders, our elbows, our wrists, our hands, and our fingers. We continue breathing in through our nose and exhaling through our nose. And as we exhale, we allow the body just to sink a few more millimeters onto that chair. And we relax our lips, our tongue, the muscles of our face, our eyes and eyelids, the muscles on our forehead. We relax our ears. We relax the skin at the base of our head. And we relax our skull. Be certain that this sensation that you feel throughout your body, this softness, this gentle vibration is completely natural and is exactly what is meant to be the natural state of the human body. So know that whether it is today or in the upcoming days, you can always invoke of your innermost and ask of your Father who is in secret to bring back into your body this very same state of relaxation, which is very useful, whether we are dealing with joyful or challenging circumstances in our day. And with much gratitude, we invoke our innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, my eternal God, we are here humbly at your presence, asking of you, begging of you, for your contribution. Grant us, Father, the faculty of objective imagination, which is the same as clairvoyance, so that we may perceive with the eyes that are not of the flesh, so that we may be able to see the thing itself and not be distracted with the appearance of things. We ask that you give us the faculty of intuition so that we may understand without relying on the thought processes of the mind the significance and the reason for things to happen. Give us, Father, the faculty of inspiration so that we, without having to rely on the mind, that we may perceive the spiritual reality of what you reveal to us. And as part of this exercise, allow us to see with utmost clarity all those instances in which we were moved by gregarious conduct, where we were behaving different. Where we were affected by negative impressions. Where we allowed ourselves to become infected with the negative emotions of others. And allow us to see this with the most clarity and to embrace the principle of spontaneity so that when you show us, that we don't doubt, that we don't object and reject your gift. We ask of this in your holy name. So be it. Friends, from this moment forth, starting at this very instant, let's go back into our day, revisiting all of the events in reverse, so that we may see when we became victims of gregarious conduct. as you come across those events that become immediately so evident and so clear within the screen of the mind. Notice your judgment. Because the judgment that we issue is the very same defect that exists within us. And that is the defect that must be comprehended. Notice from where that judgment comes from. It could be a judgment that is entirely sexual in nature. But it could also be an aggressive judgment that seeks to eliminate, whether by fighting or creating distance and fleeing. It could be a judgment of disgust that emerges from the emotional center. Or it could be a judgment of classification, typical of the intellectual center. Knowing from which cylinder of the human machine your judgment emerges gives you a deeper understanding of the defect. And then proceed to understand how it affects your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. With this deeper level of understanding, we will notice if there are transactions between our defects. Some impulses may start moved by aspects of pride or greed or ambition or envy, etc. And they may soon come to be replaced by other violent aggregates of violence or resentment, aggregates of feeling superior, self-love, self-consideration. It is important that we see when one ego comes and another goes, because this is part of understanding the transactions of the ego. With this level of understanding, we invoke of our Divine Mother by saying, Divine Mother, we're here humbly at your presence, asking of you and begging of you for your powerful assistance. Divine Mother, we ask that you take of your flaming spear of arrows and that you turn the psychological aggregate into a cosmic dust. Reduce it, Mother. We beg that you release the consciousness that is trapped within it. And in the form of visions, your Divine Mother will be revealed to you. And as that defect becomes reduced to a cosmic dust, notice how with her delicate hands she retrieves a little speck of light, perhaps the size of a grain of sand, but that shines with the intensity of a thousand suns. And notice how she kindly deposits that consciousness back into the temple of your heart. Divine Mother, we give you infinite thanks for the help that you give us. Divine Father, we express our gratitude and we give you infinite thanks for your assistance and your contribution into this exercise. We ask of you, Father, that you seal us with the hermetic seal so that we do not become influenced by the actions of others, so that we do not react to the actions, the comments, the thoughts, the emotions of others, but that we rather become able to see ourselves reflected. Let all this materialize and crystallize according to the will of the Great Law. Amen. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. 1, 2. And open our eyes. And dear friends, this has been our practice to help identify when we are falling or sliding down the path of gregarious conduct. We certainly hope that this practice and this brief lecture has been of use to you, and we invite you to put it into practice constantly. So if there were no questions, Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. We will see you next week, and may all beings be happy.